CliffCentral.com.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-G-G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy, G-Man, the ad man, and we're at it once again. Yeah? It's another Wednesday. It's another beautiful week of advertising. If you've been following me on Twitter, I mean, how much has gone down? I mean, I remember, like, literally on Friday or Saturday, I wanted to get on the show. I really wanted to, like, I wanted to call Gareth and say, hey, my man, can we move some things around? Can we do the show, like, a day early? Or can we do the show, like, immediately? Because so much has gone down. But how are you doing? How are you feeling out there? It's week what? Week three, week four of being back at the office now? Most of us are past that first payday. Yeah, how are you feeling? All those briefs have been in the system now for a little bit. Stings and squeeze bags, you know me. Love a sting and squeeze bag. I mean, I don't know why they exist, but stings and squeeze bags. You know how are those briefs coming. And how's the vibe at the agency? You know, if you guys kind of started coming together and understanding, you know the new people you work with, your new leadership, you know. And I mean, we're gonna get into that. We're gonna talk about new leadership. But wow, man. A whole lot has gone down in the past couple of days. So hit me up on what's on your mind. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me what you're excited about. Tell me what you think this new year holds for you. And everything that I'm going to get into, as and when I get into this stuff, hit me up and tell me how you feel about it. Hit me up on Twitter. That's at Blacksem. It's at BLAXEM, and at CliffCentral.com. And then, you know, I mean, in the advancement of technology, we've also got a WhatsApp line. Did you ever even think we'd have a WhatsApp line? So you can actually use the data at work. You know what I mean? So I'm not even asking you to use your own airtime. You can use the data at work, get on the Wi-Fi, get the IT guy to give you the Wi-Fi password if you're new, and hit us up on WhatsApp. That's on 079-584-2090. That's 079-849-2090. That's WhatsApp. Hit us up on that. I'll be reading out some of your messages and some of your tweets and your WhatsApp talks while we carry on. But wow, it's been crazy. I wanna before we get into the you know the juicy stuff. I wanna get but before that as well, I wanna have you guys know I've got a great guest on the show today. You're gonna meet him later on the show. I say later today because I'm starting to project that time when Gareth makes this show longer. You know, so let's say later today, you know what I mean? Just so we can start living in the space of us having, you know, a 2-hour show, or maybe a 3-hour show. You know what I mean? Who knows? You know, let's project the good stuff. Let's project the good stuff. Anyway, I want to start first of all, though, by talking about the African Cup of Nations. I mean, have any of you guys been watching that? It's sponsored by Total. And you know, when I've been watching it, I've been kind of figuring out like how does all the sponsorship stuff actually matter? In that, I remember for a long time it was sponsored by Orange or Orange, as they call it. It's another French brand, and then it was MTN before. But the people who were watching it, Do they actually notice the difference in like the sponsorship? Do they know that the brand is associated with that sponsorship? And did you even notice that the sponsors changed? You know, I happen to notice because, you know, we live in this world of adverts. But like, I was like, whoa, man. Like, how do we how do those returns work? So, I mean, if you're in the land of PR or in the land of anything like that, hit me up on that's at Blaxem, at BLAXEM, and tell me what you think. And tell me what your view is on that kind of thing. So educate us, you know, put us in your school. So we know exactly what it is those returns might be. And whether people notice these kinds of changes, or does it take some time? You know, is it going to take like two or three more AFCONs for us to know that it's sponsored by Total? And then, yeah, over and above the sponsorship stuff, I also happen to be an avid fan of Bafana Bafana. Hard as it might be to believe, I'm literally a huge fan of Bafana Bafana. And I mean, it irks me that, you know, I have to watch, you know what I mean, SuperSport brings us pretty much every single one of those games, and we've had to do crazy things like Bakana Bakana before, you know, because we're crazy like that, because we're crazy, and Bafana Bafana has had to do that to us. What has that done to the brand Bafana Bafana? You know, have this whole thing of them not qualifying for any of these tournaments, has that eroded the brand Bafana Bafana? Is that going to have to take, like, you know, more than just firing of coaches, or is it going to take an entire brand revamp? I remember a time when Thabo Mbeki, I mean, you know, it takes a lot to irritate Thabo Mbeki, ask Winnie. But I mean, they irritated Thabo Mbeki to such an extent that he said, guys, maybe it's in this name. Maybe Bafana Bafana doesn't quite, you know, you're going to play guys called the Indomitable Lions, and you guys are Bafana Bafana, which just means they're boys. Right, they're boys, as they say in Pretoria. Oh no, in Polokwane they say they're boys. So the boys are going to play against the Indomitable Lions and the Taranga Lions. I mean, maybe it's a brand refresh. Maybe we need to look at the entire brand Bafana Bafana and kind of go, guys, maybe we need another thing. You know, another thing that makes us come across as people who take football seriously. You know, maybe as people who are about to revolutionize football, even. You know, maybe what if we call them the Julius or something? You know what I mean? Like something that kind of makes you go, damn it, I need to be nervous about these fucks. But yeah, man, I'm sore in the heart because Bafana Bafana are doing this to me. But it's okay. We'll be fine. I mean, we're going to miss the qualifications for the 2018 World Cup because we don't have a coach as it stands. So, you know, the next match that comes up, we're just going to do what we want. And then we can start having Vision 2030 or something. You know what I mean? Maybe we can bid to host again. And that's also when we can rebuild the brand Bafana Bafana, when we have the World Cup again in South Africa. And then, you know, we're definitely going to play, but we'll be known as the Julius. And then, you know what I mean? And it's a whole thing. But it's okay. I digress a bit on the football front. But good luck to all the teams that are still left in the tournament. I think that it just, you know, African football keeps getting better and better, and it's amazing to see all those guys from that are playing for the top brands of football around the world come back home, and you actually realize, oh snap, I didn't realize that guy was from Algeria, I didn't realize this guy, you know what I mean? So I feel like the brand African football is getting much better. So cool, that's what comes from my heart right now. Let's get into this, all the stuff that happened last week, y'all. So there I was, just minding my own business on a Friday, and then I realize on my Facebook there's this, you know, this message comes up, Karaboti of TBW Handlers Garage posts this thing, welcome back 083, right? So it turns out that the guys at Handlers Garage, you know, you'll remember that they, I mean, they had MTN for a very long time, but MTN is back with Handlers Garage. Young, how's that? Congratulations, you guys. I'm sure there was a lot of tequila flowing and a lot of celebration going. You'll remember that, you know, like I said, I mean, from back in the day, MTN was there for a very, very long time, and they have, in fact, I think their roots are pretty much really embedded in the Hunts culture. Some really, really great work came from that agency back in the day, and it'll be really interesting to see what happens in that space right now. I know that there was that whole thing about, there was a huge pitch, it turns out, where essentially it was a global pitch, right? So essentially global companies were pitching. So when you saw the announcement, it would have said Omnicom wins MTN. So I mean, that has big implications, you know. So it's not necessarily just the fact that Handlers Garage have won the account locally. It means that the entire account has shifted to align with the group internationally. Now, most of us who've been in this game for a couple of minutes will know that international alignments are a strange thing. I mean, they can be great things when they fall in your favor, but they're really, really strange things. But I mean, I think it's a big change in the game, in that, you know, essentially a South African company has gone for a global alignment. They've grown bigger than just being a company based in South Africa, in that they're in all these countries. But it really is like, fuck, where are we going? You know what I mean? Like, we're growing in leaps and bounds as a country and as an industry. But I mean, I'm sure the guys at Huntless Guys are really, really excited about that. So I mean, I'm gonna shout them out one more time. Well, huge well done to the guys down in Sandton, and I'm sure once again that a huge party would have been done, and I'm also sure then that that there's a lot of planning that's obviously in place, international planning now, because obviously, you know, you're not just thinking about yourselves in just South Africa and how you speak to one or two markets in South Africa. Now you're aligning with pretty much how you're communicating around the world. So I know that it has implications in the Middle East. It has implications in West Africa, you know, and what does that mean? You know, and it'll be really interesting to watch that one and see how that develops. So whoa. Big things are gone, as the guys would say, as Fistas Masikomeng would say, big things are gone. So, but I mean, it would be remiss of us to kind of to go on about that, and not talk about where MTN has been up until now, you know. So I think anyone who's in the game you have to absolutely give your props to the guys at Metropolitan Republic for all the dope MTN work they've done up until now. I mean, as we speak, even the stuff that's on air right now is stuff that makes you go, damn it. You see, that's that stuff. That's that advertising that I remember I got into this game for. Right now, I mean, between the night shift ad, which I mean, I've been very clear about how much I love that ad, between the night shift ad and the traveling troupe of young people in Akumbi, where they even end up picking up, in fact, I think I saw they edited that part out, the part where they pick up those Vodacom goggles. I feel like they've edited that part out, but I love that ad, and for me it kind of reminds you of where this MTN brand has been, and I have to give props to the guys at Metropolitan Republic, Paul Warner, you have to give props to the man for having created all the classic work that MTN has been doing or has done up until now. I remember when I worked on the brand Vodacom when I was at FCB. Shout out the guys at FCB. What's up? I remember when I used to work on the brand, like MTN ads at the time gave us a run for our money. And every time you conceptualize the ad, in the back of your mind, you kind of knew that you were competing with some of the ads that South Africa like couldn't get enough of. And you had to always know that you were making an ad up against great minds like that. So I mean, all the way back to, I remember a time when we had, you know, you remember the Meerkat era. You know what I mean? It was a strange time in all our lives, but you know what? It was just a strange time in advertising people's lives, because South Africa loved the Meerkat. But at the same time, you go to end of the month, you go to end of the year, you go to the Lurie's, and everyone's just kind of going, damn it, have you seen Clap Clap? You know, and that's the kind of work that these guys were doing. These guys, I mean, them turning their level up is what had made us turn our level up in order to start making work that resonated with South Africans, but also was entertaining, and that was good quality productions. That was and the guys were consistent in making that work up until now. And so I mean, I don't know what this means because it's a global alignment. I'm pretty sure it kind of means that, you know, they're gonna have to sever ties at some point with MTN is gonna have to sever ties at some point with Metropolitan Republic. But it, you know what? It's huge pressure that I hope Hans are ready for. In making the work that is going to actually outshine what the guys at Metropolitan have been doing, or actually just be on par. It's going to take a lot of work. But I know that my man, Mr. Pete Khoury, shout out Mr. Pete Khoury. I know that he was at Metropolitan Republic at some point, and he's at Hunt. So maybe some of that magic, I'm hoping some of that magic, is going to be able to shine through in the work, because of his experience on the brand, having been at Metropolitan Republic. I mean, who can forget the takeover of Ayoba in this country? You know, like you have to, you couldn't ignore it. I mean, that guy Ray, shout out Ray, what's going on? You couldn't ignore it because of how big that campaign was, and it obviously just comes from how big the thinking in that shop was in order to make that work what it is. So really excited for the guys at Hunts, but also you know. Also kind of going, good luck, guys. These are big shoes to fill. And I mean, you've been in these shoes before, but I think these are big shoes to fill in what the guys have done. And I'm pretty sure you guys have the wherewithal, so to speak. I just said wherewithal and so to speak, right next to each other. How dope is that? You know, these are the benefits, guys, of being on Clip Central. You know, unradio, unscripted. Sometimes the bullshit just comes out one after the other, and it's allowed. It's allowed, you know. I don't have to call Cloudy and tell him anything. But yeah, guys, so exciting things are happening out there in the world of advent. And then there were more news that happened kind of earlier in the week. There was this announcement that Avatar, you know them, they are a friend of the show. The homie Velingubani was on the show a couple of weeks ago. So Avatar has bought into MNC Saatchi, right? I mean, how insane is that? I mean, that is ridiculously insane. I think that, you know, we keep talking about the transformation game on the show. We keep talking about how we're trying to turn the game around and all that. And I mean, I don't think that there's a more giant leap in that direction than something like that. I mean, just that headline reads like something that George Masheke and his guys at Marvin write about. It reads like we are coming for everything. You know what I mean? And I think, bloody congratulations to you guys, man. But you know, for me, I love the language that was used. You know, MNC Saatchi Avatar buys into MNC Saatchi. And I guess, you know, that was Freud once again in that's how it came. That's how it came to me. Like, so those guys bought into MNC Saatchi, where most of the time these transactions are the other way around, right? That most of these transactions are, okay, so the guys at MNC Saatchi have just bought a piece of Avatar. That's the story that we're used to hearing. And I mean, I'd love to at some point get it from those guys. Hear it from the guys at MNC Saatchi. I'll get the guys in production. Well, I won't get anybody to do anything. The guys in production will be in touch with the guys at MNC Saatchi and Avatar. Shout out Cheza, right? And shout out Pumla as well. We'll be in touch with those guys and see if we can get them on the show to explain the difference between this transaction and everything that's happened before. Because it's very, very interesting to know that we're growing in that direction. And I'm gonna choose to put aside my cynical side and not say that, you know, hello 2018. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna say that, because I like to believe that there's genuine interest in actually growing the industry because of this transaction. And I'm not gonna say that it's because of 2018. But I mean, you know, take that from whence it comes. But and then at the same time, those guys made another announcement. The guys at MNC Saatchi announced that Mr. Thierry Mpufane has now been made the chairman of that group. How dope is that? How dope is that? Mr. Thierry Mpufane, what's going on, OT? I worked with Thierry Mpufane at FCB for a couple of years, and excellent leadership. I think one of the best guys I've worked with or had the privilege of being led by, and I think that MNC Saatchi is making some big moves, some big bold moves to kind of just turn themselves into a quintessential South African agency. So we're going to be looking at that with really, really close eyes, close eyes, to kind of get a sense of what those guys have in mind. But they obviously, something's obviously happening in that building. Something is cooking in that building, and it to the end of making South African advertising change its face, right? So I'm really, really excited about that. I'm excited to be able to chat to Jerry as well, and kind of see what vision he has for that kind of thing, and to see where he feels he's going to take MNC Saatchi. And the chairman position for me has always been an interesting one. You know, in our time at FCB, I was privileged enough to have had Mr. Nkwenkwe Nkomo as our chairman, and you kind of see and also before that, well, at some point as well, I had Mr. Klasi Vessels as our chairman, and you kind of see how those people steer an agency kind of from not an operational basis, as in not from a day-to-day basis, but you see how they actually steer kind of the soul of the place. And it's going to be interesting to see how that manifests itself in MNC Saatchi's work, in MNC Saatchi's kind of staff complement, and really just the ethos. So I'm really, really excited to hear about that, because that's really, really going to be dope. So shout out once again, Mr. Thierry Mpufane. That's what's up, guys. You know, guys, I mean, I keep shouting these people out. And you know, I walked in here today and you know, I had these looks. Everyone kind of in the production office gave me these looks of love, until I realized that the guys at console had left me a gift. And I realized that no, this love that I was getting in the production office was a fake love, because I'd gotten a gift from the guys at Console. So shout out to the guys at Console. You guys dropped me off a really, really cool, a really cool jar that has been very popular apparently in this whole office, because, you know, it's a jar of goodies and no one could open it up until I got here. And I got here and there were these looks of anticipation. And now my popularity at the Cliff Central offices has shot up. So thank you, Console. And yes, we will be looking out for your new TV ad. People who've seen it say it's really, really dope. So I'll be looking out for that. You look out for the Console TV ad as well. Because I think they're cool people. They're cool people for having sent me a gift. You know, and you know what? I think, so everyone else out there, don't be shy. You know, don't be shy. I like a gift. I mean, I enjoy a good gift. You know, and the guys at Console have essentially led the way in the gift department. So yeah, I mean, well done to the guys at Console. I'll be looking out for a TV ad, and then we'll probably talk about it next week. And I'll tell you honestly what I think about it, which is also like the big thing about the show. You know, in as much as we don't bash, but we're pretty honest about what we think about advertising. So good luck, Console. I'll be looking at your advert, and yeah, hopefully it matches this great gift that you've given to me. So huge shout out to you guys. Okay, I told you guys, man, I feel like there's a lot to get through today. So let's get to all of it, because like I said, I've got a really, really dope guest with me today, and I want to get to it, but I also want to get through all the stuff. But yeah, it's a jam-packed show, and you know, when Gareth listens to this podcast, I hope that he realizes that this 2-hour show is just long overdue now. You know what I mean? I feel like this is like when people move the lorries from Sun City. You know, I mean, we've enjoyed it. It was fun when we had it in this format. But maybe we need the beach now. Maybe we need the real beach. We need market. And I think that Gareth needs to see the market-ness of this show, and the totally coolness of this show, so that we can deliver us into market. So fantastic. We're all about that. So last week I also had the privilege of attending the launch of the Nike Sock Dart, right, with the guys from Nike downtown. Shout out to Maputi and Uno Duval at between 10 and 5. So I had this great time. I had this opportunity to inspire these young minds who are going to be working on the Nike campaign. And it was really interesting. It was interesting to walk in there and see how much clients are essentially kind of going, there must be another way to get to the information. And for me, I think that should have a lot of us thinking hard about the model of what we do, and how we arrive at some of the solutions that our clients need. So, I mean, it's not any kind of statement about any agency in particular. But I think that the client understands the importance of going there and mining the raw ideas should be worrying us, because how much of that are we doing, you know? And I mean, I was only part of the first day. From what I understand, it was a really great experience. I happened to bump into some of the guys who were part of the program, and they had a great time. They had fantastic, they were really, really close to an international brand, and they got to make work that influences an entire country and an international brand. And they were really, really excited about it. I mean, so, is that testament to how our hiring policies, maybe, you know, do we not have enough of the raw untapped people? I don't have the answer to it. I'm not even going to say that I know what I think the solution is to that, but I think you and I do know what the solution is to that. But I just feel like we should actually just like get our heads out of the sand and understand that the clients are going to this space already. We need to start thinking about what's our approach to work. Is taking the job bag and dropping it off on someone's desk still the best way to get the best work out of people? So I think let's just give that some thought. I know some people have, like, you know, at an agency I used to be at, an FCB, used to call it a rumble, right? So every now and then you just gather a bunch of people in a room, and then we, like, you know, whatever briefs are in the system, we'd all start talking about them. But like, I think that we have to start getting more hands on these briefs, and maybe that's all it is. Maybe all it is that we have to just stop being being selfish and hogging the briefs in order to get the real work. You know, your expertise is still going to be valuable if you've got somebody who's got the raw talent or who's got the raw insights, and your input is going to be in shaping those insights to make the work that you've been able to make up until now. So, exciting project. Shout out to once again to the guys at Nike and Between 10 and 5. A dope initiative that I'm hoping there's going to be more of. And I'm hoping that a whole lot more agencies can start getting involved in programs of that kind of nature. So, I mean, I know that the guys at Umuzi Photo Club were a huge part of that, and I'm a big fan of Umuzi Photo Club. So huge shout out to those guys. I know a guy called Sulufelo Rakau, right, from the Umuzi Photo Club. I know he's out there. Huge shout out, big fan of the show. And to everybody else out there, I mean, keep listening to the show. And yeah, man, let's keep growing this game. Damn it, I ran my mouth. I mean, I think if you've ever hung out, you know, with me, you'll know that this is normal. But I mean, I actually ran my mouth a lot today on this show. But it's because I'm excited about all the stuff that's happening in our industry. There's so many developments, and I feel like 2017 has started off on a note that is unapologetic, to use the words of Mr. Amitili. Unapologetic in how we're finna change this shit up, and how we're finna just kind of put 2016 behind us and actually start making shit happen. So I'm really, really excited. I'm excited about everything we've got going on. But most importantly, I'm excited about the guests I've got on the show today. So you know what I'm going to do? Because I ran my mouth for my 30 minutes, right? Here's what I have to do. I have to play an ad because, you know, even in the land of unradio and uncensored and unscripted, we have to pay the bill. So I'm going to play an ad, and I'm going to play a very short track. And then after that, we're going to get back with my guest. You don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to miss this cat. One of those guys, once again, that you know that feeling that you get when you go to Design and Dabble, where you go, guys, but what am I doing with my life? You know what I mean? There's a little guy from Austria who's making chairs out of gum wrappers, and I'm here still writing stings and squeeze bags. This guy is one of those guys that makes you feel like, yeah, guys, we all have the same 24 hours, and he's doing a whole bunch of shit. So let's get back into it. Still your man, G-Man the Ad-Man. Hit me up at Blackson. It's at BLAXEM or at Cliff Central. And don't forget that WhatsApp number, 079-849-2090. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. Boom.
That's on big dub, that's on all six, you know what I'm saying? I got like 100 cent, 180,000 otherwise, bro. And it grew up gleam green at night. And when the sun hit it on the plane. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I used to do this shit to maintain till I started using 14% of my brain. And that left me with 5 stars worth of stain, you did.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man, want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
That's what's up. I can't get over that Donovan Goliath one. It's insane. Is that the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty? That's insane. But yeah, it's your boy G-Man the Ad-Man, and we're back on the other side of this. And like I told you, I've got a very, very dope guest with me today. And you know, I like I said, you know, sometimes you kind of get the sense that, you know, you should be doing a bit more, and this one of those cats that kind of reminds you that you have the capacity to do it slightly more. So I'm gonna just run through some of the stuff that this guy has done, and then you'll kind of figure out, those of you who know him will figure out who I'm talking about. But then I'm gonna have a chat with him, and then you can also ask him some stuff. Send me your tweets at Blacksmith, at BLAXEM, or at CliffCentral.com. So this cat, right? So I've had, you know, some stuff pulled on what he's done. And there's a thing called the 20 Hats Unplugged Festival, right? So this thing happened in February 2014. And this cat was a part of that. He was a huge part. He's a founder of the 20 Hats Unplugged Festival, right? I'm gonna let him tell you about some of this stuff afterwards. And then in February 2010, he also did a thing called the Touch Initiative, right? He's the founder of the thing called the Touch Initiative, right? So Touch makes touch rugby balls from old billboards filled with plastic bags, cleaning up communities, generating work opportunities, and getting kids playing. Now, I think you're kind of getting a sense of the kind of guy I'm talking to here, right? And then there's another initiative that this man was a part of, well, that he founded, called the Crikey for Shore, right? And all it is that Crikey for Shore makes beach cricket sets from junk that is collected from South African beaches, cleaning up waste and generating work for beach cleanup squads and crafters. I mean, talk about a man whose soul is properly, like, it's in making sure that this world works, and it works from not wasting, essentially. And then I'm gonna get into some of the stuff that some of you might recognize him from, right? So this guy is the founding partner of the Win-Win Group, not the Wing-Wing Group. Wing Wing is not a group. That's the guy. The Win-Win Group, right? So based here in Joburg, he was the group executive creative director. And then he's the owner. He was the owner of Unity Fire. Unity Fire is a property business with a focus on cultural development. I mean, get out of here. And then he's also the founding partner and currently is still the founding partner of Mbongi Works, right? Mbongi Works, a communications agency that marries new trends with ongoing results for our many happy blue chip clients, is what it says here, right? But I'm going to let him explain this stuff to you himself, right? So guys, in the studio with me today, I've got Mr. Thurlow Hansen Moore. Thurlow, what's going on, man?
Hey Grant, thank you for having me. It's great to be on your show.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with me through my huge piece of news.
That short monologue.
Yeah, that was short. It was about 25 minutes.
No, it's good to be back, Grant. We actually were here on the day you guys launched.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with a campaign we were doing with Nando's.
Dope.
We had this online. We had this Twitter election. Yeah. We were running in parallel with the actual general elections.
Yeah.
We'll vote Nando's hot or not.
Oh, that's dope. Well, I remember that, actually.
We made these little finger puppets to put on Nando's bottles.
Yeah.
We had Julius Malema puppets, and Malema was on the show, and Gareth actually gave him one of our puppets on the show. He was like, hey, put this on.
And how did that go? How did that go down?
Oh, that was crazy. It was an incredibly successful campaign. What we did is our idea was to try and recruit the top 10 politicians in the country,
right,
as brand ambassadors without telling them or paying them. So all we did is we quoted them back at themselves on Twitter. And
see, this is great,
I think,
guys.
Six of them joined. Like, Zilla got in there like you can't believe. Like a half a day conversation with her around. And,
I think it's a running theme here with you, Thurlow, in that, you know, taking things that feel like they've already done something and using them again.
You know? Totally.
So almost like recycling politicians for a better cause.
Exactly. Recycling is a big thing for me. Yeah. No, but you're right. I think, you know, me and my partner in Mbongi Works, we both come out of entertainment backgrounds. I was a theatre writer way back.
Oh, yeah. I read about that.
Yeah. And Rob was actually worked for HBO Films in New York. So
there you go. Shout out, Rob.
Proper storyteller, you know. And I think that storytelling kind of entertainment background often, you know, what's already happening in the world is cool. You just have to find something and kind of, you know, like repurpose it.
That's right. Repurpose is a better word, actually. But I like that. I like that approach to advertising, pretty much everything, right? And in the world of branding, where you're repurposing, because, you know, I think we'd be all naive for not understanding that, you know, most things have been done, right? But it's about how taking all that stuff and now making sure that you just change it slightly in order to give it a brand new purpose.
No, that's it. I mean, a lot of the ideas we have are, some of them are kind of deep insight-based.
That's right.
You know, emotional narrative ideas, etc. But
yeah,
a lot of them are actually just, there's a cool trend, and how can that's we match it. That to a brand idea? So, you know, I think Donald Trump would be outraged, but there's a thing called Alibaba.com, and you can literally, you know, you can go check, like, on YouTube that there are these crazy 16-seater bicycles that are peddling around Amsterdam as pedal pubs, and you can go, hang on, you know, that would be really cool as a happy breakfast bike for my breakfast cereal.
That's what's up. That's
and you import it from China. You just,
Is this something you're already doing? Because I might jump onto this.
You can come. You can come. We'll invite you. We've just launched a new breakfast cereal called Thrive, which is an amazing kind of healthy, you know, locally made, amazing cereal with all the right nutrients, etc.
Were you guys involved in the product development as well?
No, we weren't. I mean, we actually got the gig after the brand had launched. But we like to get involved in those kind of R&D discussions. We've got a pet food partner that we get very involved in conversations around kind of development, etc.
Because I mean, if you listen to any of the advertising stories of old, right, where you kind of hear about the toothpaste story, that it was actually the advertisers who changed the sales. You know, the guys who went to the factory and said, guys, let's just make a smile, you know, as opposed to using like a pea-sized amount. And that's advertisers kind of changing the business. And is that what you're talking about, getting involved in?
Yeah, dead right. I mean, getting involved, having conversations, learning, but at the coalface from the kind of, you know, the serious like guys in the lab coats. It's always fascinating. And what I found is that often if you get right into a business, into the skin, you become more of a kind of consultant almost, where you're right in there.
That's right.
A lot of the best ideas come from that as well. And sometimes from those techies working in the lab who've got zero advertising. You know, we did a campaign a while back with a PR company that was in our group at that point, when I was still Win-Win before I became in Bongiworks.
We had this PR
company called Vuma, and we were launching a kind of a distribution company that did, like, you know, a lot of they were doing transporting things, but also transporting kind of stuff over the internet, and they one of the guys in their lab came up with this idea of challenging Telkom, because Telkom was the kind of gold standard in terms of how they get stuff from one point to another on the ADSL lines.
Yeah.
And they had a better solution. So they challenged, this guy's idea was to challenge Telkom with a carrier pigeon that took the same amount of data.
I think I remember that.
From like Howick to Hillcrest. And this little pigeon called Winston went global. He was on BBC, CNN.
That is dope. Like, were you a part of that?
The Times front page, etc. And that idea came from a techie guy behind a counter. So,
yeah, that's dope, man. I like that. I like that a lot. But wait, I want to take a step back now. You said now that, you know, before Win-Win Group became Mbongiworks. So is that what happened?
I was one of the partners at Win-Win. We started Mbongiworks in Win-Win. And I was just enjoying the Mbongiworks vibe, and it was time for a new challenge.
Yeah.
So I sold out of Win-Win and I started Mbongiworks with my partner Rob, who was already running a unit, a division in Win-Win. So
that's dope stuff. But now, so like, if you were to sum up the Mbongiworks, what would you say is the thing that makes it different to the thing that drew you out of the Win-Win Group in order to work with the Mbongiworks?
Look, I mean, I'm interested as a community. I'm interested in audience-led communication.
That's
entertainment-based thinking. You know, I mean, obviously there's this trend through social media in terms of kind of engagement and getting people engaged. And obviously the 101 of engagement is creating an incredible entertaining platform for people to come and join you.
And your theater background just went straight into that.
Totally. So, you know, that's our thing, really. It's about creating these entertainment-based platforms where, you know, people can kind of... You have these amazing TV ads, which are basically little mini Hollywood movies with glamorous sets.
Yeah.
What we like to do is we like to make that real. We like to turn that into a 3D experience where people can step inside a TV ad, for example.
What?
With a pop-up store, which is one of the things we've pioneered in this country.
Yeah.
That brings that brand idea to life.
Listen to that. You know, guys, Sterling is one of those guys that will brush over like a huge ass thing that he's done. So essentially what you don't understand, I mean, he says now that he kind of introduced South Africa. Pop-up stores as an idea, kind of essentially started being a thing when Thurlow came up with it. Well, when he introduced it to the country. Talk to us about that, man. What did that entail?
I think it's really a case of I've always been a trained hunter. I've always watching what's happening around the world and what's cool. And you know, I saw this international trend of people doing these pop-up stores.
Yeah.
And we had some great brands at the time that were ripe for this kind of activity, and we pitched an idea to Jacob's Coffee, which their brand idea was all about soul-to-soul connection. And we, you know, our insight was, you know, where you really are soul to soul connecting with people, it's like when you on holiday with your board games. And you're playing board games with granny and with teenagers and the whole family's involved, and doing something where Wi-Fi isn't part of it.
That's right.
So what if we create this cafe, which is called the Board Game Cafe, where you've got 1,000 board games and free coffee, and people can come in and choose any kind of board game they can imagine. And our staff are trained to make the link between the coffee experience and the board games, and teach people how to play these crazy board games I've never heard of, bring back these nostalgic ones from the past. And literally, you know, it would be the coolest cafe if we could do that, let alone, you know, the brand.
That is so dope.
So that's kind of how we try and think. We try and think of an idea that would be a stunning business.
Yeah.
That if we were just selling coffee,
we'd
do that.
Because for me, it sounds like it's over and above it just being a pop-up store. It was essentially a brand experience.
Oh, right? Big time. Yeah. And I think that, and there are various parts of doing a pop-up store that are really about, you know, creating, like a clubhouse for the brand.
Yeah, that's right.
Over the run, we'll have lots of little mini events with the right kind of influences, etc. But, you know, for example, our Magnum pop-up stores where you can come and make your own Magnum ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all about, you know, the key insight there is that Magnum has this amazing chocolate that cracks in your mouth. You'll see it in the TV ads.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of imported Belgian chocolate. It's brilliant chocolate.
Right.
So forget about the ice cream and think about the chocolate itself, and create this amazing chocolate experience. And so the store is all around getting this kind of naked, like vanilla Magnum, like you can only get in the factory.
Yeah.
And coming and experience the chocolate kind of joining the ice cream. And you have the sensory experience of the chocolate going on in front of your eyes with amazing toppings from chefs. And
I remember that was in Rosebank, right?
Yeah, we did Rosebank, but we've done Sandton City, we've done Cavendish, we've just done Sun City. So
that's
a brand property that continues.
I mean, the guys at Magnum, if you're listening, you know, I mean, a brother wouldn't mind trying out this great chocolate, you know, that Thurlow's on about. But yeah, dude, but that's amazing. I also like the idea of having a brand destination, you know, where people kind of go, as opposed to me just engaging your brand in the aisles of a supermarket. I need to be able to have a touch point, like a proper touch point with the brand. I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, big time. And I think what we've learned over the years is that if you create the store into a sort of series of little experiences that are all designed for social media, you effectively become the kind of user-generated content studio.
And that's right.
So it's not just one photo booth in the corner with a social media printer.
Yeah.
It's an entire journey that's developed to create these lovely sharing moments. And
it's so dope.
You know, I mean, we've and also at the same time, you're running a food business. So for example, when we did the Oreo Cafe in Rosebank, where we had, you always have to have one cool thing that people talk about, that little bongi part, the storyteller part.
Yes,
like people go, have you heard about this Oreo Cafe where they've got a cookie conveyor, which is really just we got a sushi conveyor. But we then put amazing little cookie, you know, creations, kind of Oreo fudge and Oreo pops and Oreo ice cream.
So
and
dope, man.
Pop that on little sushi dishes.
Yeah.
And people off a menu came in and ordered. And in the 4-week run, we sold more than R1 million worth of stuff off that conveyor. So
we
created the recipes, we created the, you know, and then we sold. And that money then goes back into extending the campaign or the next campaign or whatever. So it's kind of starting to work like a bit of a sponsored property almost, but in the guise of a pop-up store.
Shit, dude, that is impressive shit. That is really dope. I like that a lot. But I want to take a step back as well. Talk to me about the name. Talk to me about the name Mbongi Works. You know, because you just said that's the Mbongi Works element of it. You know, the storytelling part of it. How do you arrive at the name Mbongi Works?
Well, I mean, as you know, the Mbongi is African storyteller or praise singer.
Yeah.
I prefer the storytelling part to the praise singing part. But a lot of Nguni languages, you know, storyteller.
Well, the time when praise singing was a trend here in South African advertising. I remember FNB did it when I was actually at FCB as well. I remember that time. Whoa! Ham! Ah, I remember that shit. Yeah, but yeah. But it's not that part.
It's the story part, and it's about the fact that we always try and give people a story to tell each other, you know, really out of our experiences.
Yeah.
So there'll always be one thing that we know there'll be that dot, 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 have you heard about?
That's right.
We look for that dot, dot, dot part of have you heard about. The thing great, they'll tell each other off what we've done all before they come. And yeah, I mean, it's 101 of communication, idea really, but in our case, it's like the takeaway, that one key cool thing that people will talk about.
And how big is your agency? How many people in the studio?
We've got about 25 people. We've got offices Cape Town, Joburg.
Come on!
So we've kept it small. We were very big in my last agency. And what we did out of our last agency is we developed a huge network of great outsourced suppliers.
Yeah.
So amazing producers, amazing, like a whole array of different talent that are kind of virtual parts of our agency. I mean, they're kind of 3D designers out there who practically work for us but just aren't in our offices.
Yeah.
And et cetera. So we've tried to keep it as lean and focus as we can, but also because we like to do different things. So one, next campaign we might be working with a guy doing a crazy installation, and he's a sculptor in wherever. As opposed to kind of stocking up with all the traditional skills.
Gotcha.
But then you have to keep doing the same kind of advertising.
Yeah. But that's exactly what I was getting into earlier. You know, about the fact that we actually have to start looking at other ways of attacking the stuff that is beyond just going towards your art director slash copywriter and putting a brief on their table. That model for me feels like it's going out the window very, very fast.
Definitely. And I think, especially in the area that we play in of experience, there's obviously amazing stuff happening in the interface between technology and communication. So, adding little cool elements of tech to campaigns, like you're doing a thing, a burger truck for Hellman's Rock Your Burger, where we've got a burger selfie machine that toasts your selfie onto the burger.
What? Oh, no, wait, I think I saw that at the Lurie's. Wasn't that at the Lurie's?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was.
I think I saw that,
yeah.
And that's crazy. I'm also a huge fan of Hellman's, but that's also why I've also got a personal trainer now. But I'll tell you, I'm almost out of time because the time flies in this place. But I want to know though. Tell me, I can't let you go without telling me your opinion on this transformation conversation that keeps you happy and that's getting more and more urgent by the week. What's your take? What's your take on where we are, where we should be going, and how we should be doing it?
No, definitely. I mean, it's probably the key thing for most businesses, let alone agencies. And I think, it's obviously there are a bunch of things, but I think obviously agencies need to be supporting development of talent in various ways, from kind of internships onwards.
Yeah.
And my last company, Win-Win, we actually started a little free university in the middle of nowhere, and that was our BEE project, and we got it to the point where it was bought out, thank God, by a university group.
That is hot shit, man.
So I mean, obviously kind of developing talent and kind of working with, in my case, I like to, whatever's really cool out there, you've got to form partnerships and develop them. So we're doing a lot of work at the moment. We've been doing quite a lot of work with like cutting edge animators, content creators, guys like Ndune Mthuli and the guy, the Jesus of the Shangaan guy. And,
yes.
And Jonas Lekhanyane and kind of Rand Comics. Cool. And like, you've got to stay relevant. So for no other reason than to tell good stories and be relevant, you've got to have transformation in your business. You've got to have transformed business partners. You've got to have African business partners.
Yeah.
You've got to have African people in your business. And
that's
you've got
right.
to have, an African consciousness in the way you tell your stories and the insights that you get from, staff that are living there. So
boom.
Yeah.
That is just dope. Guys, you know what? Like I said, the time just literally flies when you're on this show. I'm gonna ask Dolo just one last thing. I mean, off air, we're talking about the fact that there are all these opportunities that have just popped up. Some opportunities have popped up at the Mbongi Group. I'm gonna give you a 30-second plug. Give me.
Yeah, we're looking for good account managers. We're definitely looking for good art directors and designers.
Yeah.
And also social media, management and digital creatives.
Dope, fantastic. And where can they get a hold of you?
Check out our website, MbongiWorks. You can click on send us a mail.
Yeah, fantastic. Guys, you heard that. Don't say G-Man the admin doesn't do good shit for you guys. I just put you guys on. I just literally gave you that foot in the door they keep telling you guys about in college. I gave you a foot in the door. Hit this man up. It feels like they're doing some amazing stuff. I love the thinking that comes from all the projects that you've worked on. I feel like it's one of those places where we can get an authentic experience where it doesn't feel like it's just guys with crayons. You know what I mean? It feels like where you're making a real impact from the heart. You know what I mean? It feels like it's work with the soul. And I really, really take that. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. And that's our show for today, guys. Thanks for coming through. Thurlow, he's got a cheerleading team here with him. I won't talk about it, but he's done well. I'll thank you, Sasha, for being on the show with us today as well. Guys, it's been a fantastic show. We've had a lot to talk about, but you know, the show actually goes beyond just the hour that we're here. Talk to me on Twitter. Hit me up at Blaxem, at BLAXEM. Hit me up. Tell me what you think about Thurlow. Tell me what you think about the Mbongi group and everything that they're doing. And then hit me up and tell me about all the news that I've told you about today. Hey, I mean, yeah, we are doing things here. But most importantly, I want you guys to go out there and like I said, I know how hectic it gets in the agency. Download the podcast. If you know that there's somebody in the agency who has not heard today's show, download the podcast. Tell them to download the podcast. Listen to it. The traffic is heavy these days as well. Listen to it in the traffic, right? Take it to your meetings. You know, the meeting's not going well. Just put on the podcast. You know what I mean? Just change the topic to something amazing by putting on the podcast. But I'm for real though. Get the podcast. You can play it for your mom. We didn't actually swear too much. In fact, I don't think we swore at all. Well, it was mostly me. But yeah, you can play it for your moms because you didn't swear too much. But I also think that have a fantastic advertising week, yo. Get to cliffcentral.com. Download the podcast. You can even download some of the old podcasts that we've had because, you know, there's some dope shit we can all talk about. But yeah, hit me up. Hit me up on at Blaxem. It's at BLAXEM or at cliffcentral.com and get the podcast. It's going to be available in the next hour or so. And engage. But yeah, once again, it's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. And like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom!
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man the Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man the Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.